Chapter 11. Molly Crane had a pretty good body, Jesse thought, for a cop with three kids. The gun belt always looked too big for her. She adjusted it as she sat in the chair across from Jesse's desk. "I've been doing a little off-hours snooping," Molly said. Jesse waited. "Into the rape thing?" "Candace Pennington," Jesse said. "Yes." "How you doing?" Jesse said. "Well," Molly said, "mostly, I'm just watching. I park outside in my own car, no uniform, and I watch her come to school and go home. During lunch hour, I hang out in the cafeteria kitchen and watch. I know the food service lady down there, Ann Minahan." "Find out anything?" "Maybe," Molly said. "There was a moment this morning in the cafeteria. Three boys sort of circled her, and they stood and talked for maybe 2 minutes. They were all big, and she was against the wall, and you could barely see her. One of them showed her something. The boys laughed, and then they moved away." "How did Candace react?"
"Scared."
"You sure?"
"Yes.
She was terrified, and something else."
"Something else?"
"Yes, I can't quite say what. It was like whatever they'd shown her was horrifying."
"Know the boys?" Jesse said.
"Not by name yet," Molly said, "but I'd recognize all of them."
"Okay," Jesse said.
"We don't want to cause this kid any more pain than she's already in. You need to ID these three boys without them knowing it. They were big. One of them was wearing a varsity jacket. I'll check the sports team photos in the lobby," Molly said.
"Out of uniform," Jesse said. "Just a suburban mom waiting to see the guidance counselor."
"Hey," Molly said. "I'm not old enough to have kids in high school."
"Vanity, vanity," Jesse said.
"Cops can be vain," Molly said.
"Sure," Jesse said.
"You're thinking especially if they're female, aren't you?"
Jesse leaned back in his chair and put his hands up. He said,
"I don't have a sexist bone in my body, cutie pie."
"Anyway," Molly said, "I've lived in this town my whole life. I'll get them ID'd."
"Okay, as long as you keep the kid in mind."
"Candace?"
"Yes."
"Hard to investigate a crime without anybody knowing it," Molly said. "For Christ's sake, we can't even talk to the victim."
Jesse smiled.
"Hard we do it once," he said. "Impossible takes a little longer."
"Oh, God," Molly said. "Spare me."
Jesse grinned.
"Just be careful of Candace," he said.
"You're very soft-hearted, Jesse."
"Sometimes," he said.